Man, it's we're back. It's the new year, new us.
It's 2024, baby.
Oh, man. I've been drinking so much the last 3 days.
I've been drinking a lot too of late.
I'm drinking right now. 3 days off this each week this month.
That's good.
Back to the old schedule. I'm fucking tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you had a good month.
Yeah. Made about $9,000. That's good.
I made about a quarter of that.
Was sick like three times. I have a sinus infection. Has me hawking up shit like fucking loogie.
Yeah.
That.
Well, my mom was saying earlier, my niece has RSV, and apparently her like blood oxygen got down into like the 30s, which is like brain damage territory today.
God damn.
And then, of course, my sister ghosts my mom. So my mom's like, what the fuck is going on? And
60-40.
Yeah. So, dude, I'm thinking we're pushing 70-30 territory with old Susan.
Ooh,
after
man. Susan, come on. You got to lock it in.
Yeah.
No, it's hard to be as cool as your dad. Just being so flamboyant. Flamboyantly himself at the age of, what is he, 70?
No. My dad,
75.
My dad is 59.
Oh, he lives his life like he's 70.
On the edge.
God, I tell you, he looks like shit.
Come on. Well, I mean, he's never gonna listen to this. He's never gonna fucking hear it.
Yeah, I know.
Because
maybe,
apparently, my dad doesn't support me in my artistic endeavors.
Maybe you should give him a tasty old 60-40.
Yeah.
Your mom's listening at least one or two.
I could start being petty towards them, but you know, we had a nice talk over Christmas.
You and your dad?
Yeah, we had a good talk.
Yeah, it's like, we're gonna have cigars, we're gonna have a beer.
He did find a beer that he thinks he'd like at Minglewood. He's like, it's a sour beer. And I was like, okay. You know, sour beers are generally like fairly bitter, at least in my experience, and that's everything you hate about beer. And he's just like, "Yeah, but the one I like at Urban Chestnut is it?
What is it, saison or whatever the French style, whatever?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I know the one he had at Urban Chestnut was literally.
IPAs. So. I hate IPAs so much. I hate that people think they have personalities when they drink them. And after that, it's sours. Sours are 50-50 with me.
Yeah,
I tend to like most brown and wheat beers out there.
You know, there is something special about
Pilsner,
nice
shit
Boulevard
like that.
Wheat.
Mm-hmm.
Boulevard Wheat's a very good beer.
Yeah.
A little citrus added.
I'm drinking the greatest American beer ever.
Bush Heavy.
Bush Heavy.
Bush Heavy, baby.
Bush. I got that for watching my buddy's dog for 2 days.
And I'm eating a ooey gooey. You want a piece of this?
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah.
You want a piece of this ooey gooey butter?
We're not going to talk much baseball because we're tired for the New Year's holidays. I know that's
a shock.
Dumb to be like, you guys have been off a week, but
Yeah, we had
I go
stuff to
spend
do.
time with our families, our friends. One of my best friends, Cody, flew in from DC, took him to a Blues game. They lost, nearly got in a fight, went to a burlesque show. It was really cool. Go to burlesque shows, by the way. Holy shit, you're encouraged to act like a Looney Tune there. It is so fun. Like, their first were like, we have some rules here at the show. I can't remember how they set it up. It was like, audience participation is highly encouraged. We want you to hoop. We want you to holler. And we don't mind if you take photos or videos. But if it's only just of the ladies and their pasties, that's fucking weird. You got me there. So, like, the entire time I'm just like going like Austin Powers level autism powers. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, train.
Choo choo, baby.
Oh, so
start talking to him about my 1982 project.
You know, the same kind of guy that comments under like Pornhub videos is the same guy that's like the entire time is just, like, a Tim Robinson bit just snapping photos everywhere.
Bro, did I tell you the bit I had that was basically that? Like, back in my days of being super terminally online on Reddit, like, Gone Wild was kind of a pretty, I'm not sure, I don't hardly see it ever posted anymore. Maybe it's gone or not. But, you know, it's just people like, oh, look at my balls, look at my tits, stuff like that. And it always show up on, like, their main page. And I would write like Roger Ebert style reviews of each one, judging like the like how clean clean their room was. Like liberals,
Make your bed.
kitty cat follower 69 earns her tits earn a 7 out of 10 for me for the uncleanliness of her room. Get your life together. You won't get yourself a good Aryan well-bred man. You need virility in your life. Oh, this last bit.
You got it, baby. It's all you. So.
But yeah, go to burlesque shows. Holy shit. Like I spent like over $2,500 in a strip club like 2 or 3 years ago in Vegas, and that was nothing. That sucked. And like tickets for this were like 20 or 30 bucks. I'm like, wow, I gotta get my priorities straight. This was a fucking steal.
Yeah, well, I just like taking photos. I'm still on that. It just seems weird to me. Like, have you never seen boobs before? Like, are you like, this is my only chance? Like, I gotta get the bank
There's like
built back
a,
up.
I mean,
Like,
there's like a, there's theatrics to it, obviously. Like,
sure.
you had like one lady came out. Oh, God, the costume. So they had like, I don't know the dance or the style of it. Two of them had like one of those, I call it like rope climbing, but it's where they put the linen up on the ceiling to
Oh
get
yeah,
up
it's
and
like
they twirl,
the
like
silk piece
twirl.
of the
Yeah.
silk. Yeah.
That shit, like, if she did like a drop from like 20 feet up and it was like 6 inches from becoming a
And
paraplegic, but like obviously planned it. I was like, that was
you're like,
impressive.
you make it five, you could impale me.
Another one did like a giant hula hoop suspended. And keep in mind they're getting naked as they do this, so it's really cool. And
Dicks
then
rock.
the other one was one of them came out dressed as a Grinch. And that was easy because she just took the head off and then got naked and danced to, Meanwhile, Mr. Grinch. The other one, who may have ruined my sweater, this is kind of funny. She came out dressed as the gingerbread man in the most inflated, shittiest costume. I'm like, she's dying in there. Like, nothing's attractive about it. And like, she likes, sexily takes it off and all that shit. And but like part of me was like hoping like she would like not break kayfabe on it. She like, I can't, I have too much fucking shit on me. Like, get this fucking head off. Like she did that, she got out of it, does the dance and all this, and then she pulls out. It's like a whipped cream can, but it's not a can. It's not like condensed cream, it's like cake icing. And she's like, spraying it on her, and then she's going to the crowd and giving some participation. She comes up to me and either I was the least liked or most liked, I don't know, but she gave me the most icing, none of it in my mouth, all over my face, all over my blue sweater.
So you did like the Robin Williams, like, why hello
I
people
did
from
do
Mrs.
something like that. I'd be
Doubtfire.
like, come to daddy, something like that. I'm like, come to papa. Again, you can be a Tex Avery cartoon out there. And that was awesome. Whole show is fun. It's in the Boom Boom Room. If you're ever in the area, or if there's a burlesque show in your area, I highly support going to see it. Also, it doesn't feel like, this is gonna sound weird, this doesn't feel like overly objectifying or like way too like horny. Like,
Predatory.
it's fun. That's the only thing I can say. It's fun. It's super fun. You don't go to a strip club to enjoy fun. Like, you're not gonna find fun at a fucking strip club, which we don't have anymore.
Yeah.
God rest the corpse of the pony.
You've got some good stories from there, just not ones we can share on the pod,
Yeah,
unfortunately.
I've said the one on the pod.
You have?
Yeah, it was like back in the early days.
Oh.
Yeah. It was where it all started. Like, if you ever feel the need to say certain slurs, I highly encourage you do it, and you say it around the people those slurs affect. They'll change your mind about it real fast. That's what came up. Burlesque shows. I mean, we might as
Excellent.
well, I don't know, just talk about our year.
Yeah, I had a great 2023,
Oh yeah, well
you
documented. Great
know,
2023.
across the board, fantastic year.
You lost a lot of weight.
I did.
How much weight did you lose?
Probably right around 60 pounds.
60 pounds. And how did you do all that through what? Like dieting, running, lifting weights,
You know, it was a healthy mix of different avenues, I'll say that.
Okay. Which one would you say was the biggest avenue for that?
You know, Obviously, my white blood cells played a really big part in
They
this.
did. You, from what I understand, you have some of the like most virulent white blood cells out there.
Yeah, I sent those fuckers into Mordor. It was pretty
You're
tight.
troopers.
Sepsis was.
Sepsis.
Yeah.
Ah, who would have thought? Let it be known, if you ever really want to lose weight, guys,
Sepsis.
stage four cancer and sepsis. Being in the hospital for a long time, that'll do it. Would you recommend that for anyone?
Like, what if it's like an episode of Jack? Like, I'm Steve-O and I'm gonna get diverticulitis.
What up, everyone? I'm Steve-O.
I've only been eating seeds for the last 6 months in preparation
This
and
is
I don't
sepsis
shit.
cock.
Yeah.
We're gonna get Steve-O to get sepsis through his cock. He's throwing up on his dick.
Yeah.
Man, I was going to tell you, like, text Ben Hockman about coming on in the next week or two.
Yeah, he was that's that that was a fun thing to share.
Is that our highlight for the pod? We had a lot of highlights. We got two episodes of 82 out.
Two episodes of 82 out. We had Kyle Reese on a couple times. We
Yep.
had Stu,
On a couple
who I'm
times.
still mad at because he didn't hang out with me when I was in Jeff City,
Yeah, he
but
texted me. He was like, I think, is Josh gay? Question mark. I'm like, Stu. No, he's not. And then he ghosted me.
I'm like,
I guess Stu was looking into this date quite a lot, and
you heard the screams coming from my room last
yeah.
night. I'm certainly not gay.
I was pawing at the door. I guess Stu wanted to go on a date with you and
Yeah, wasn't feeling it.
hold little hands.
He's got the littlest hands.
He's got the littlest,
We're
strongest.
lawyers. I don't know why that came to mind today when we were watching
Such
eighth
a
grade,
good,
but
yeah.
we're
Oh yeah, we watched Eighth Grade today.
eighth
That's how we
grade.
started off.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
Gucci.
Gucci. That's a great movie. That's a good
Yeah.
one. That's a good one. That's very relevant today. So even
It's very reverent as
very
well.
irreverent, yeah, reverent, irreverent.
It's very Reverend Al Sharpton
There you go.
esque.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kiss it.
Mwah.
Apologize.
I'm kissing the microphone. Yeah. Oh, God, there's hair on this.
Yeah. Whose hair you think?
Ooh, okay, I got to
Yeah.
wash this bad boy out.
You're gonna throw up now.
I just deep throw the microphone, folks, and there's a bunch of black stuff in my mouth.
Oh, hell yeah, brother. How many episodes we put out for the pod? 23, like 90 something? I think we started the year at like 101. That's good. They're effective. Josh has left the room. He's going to the bathroom so he can go spit out. Because he was filleting the microphone. He was going down on Nick's fancy microphone he gave us. Like he owed it money. He was giving it the business. He was paying rent the old-fashioned way on that on this microphone. You know what I'm saying? He was finding himself deeply, spiritually, sexually with the microphone that he put inside of his mouth. New York, New York, New York.
Hey folks, I'm back.
Josh is back, didn't die.
Didn't I?
Josh got sepsis for most of the year.
For a couple months and then.
Yeah. I changed nothing about myself. So it was 2023 was a C minus.
You came into your true potential, your true form.
Yeah.
You loved hard. You slurred hard.
I slurred so hard.
You
Slurred so hard.
Worked hard.
I worked hard. I worked way too many hours.
You
Had
were a
my
good,
cat's molars taken out.
yeah.
She's a little grumpy
You
about
were a
that.
good roommate.
Good roommate, yeah.
A good roommate, good person to live with.
Very good person, you know. Some say
But
I'm
you never once paid for drugs.
never once paid
Not
for drugs.
once.
Not
By
once.
the way, that wild turkey I bought, that's all me, baby. Keep your fucking little paws off of it.
Oh,
I was looking around.
I guess
I was
that
like, I had like three bottles of bourbon in this fucking freezer. There's none yesterday.
I've been like clearing it out. I went after that peanut butter one that your dad got, or the banana one.
I bought that based off a recommendation from my dad. Yeah. The Hallerhead was not bad. Yeah.
How'd your dad recommend it? Hello, Josh. I got a whiskey you're gonna love. It's gonna knock the rhinestones out of your ass. Is that how he did it?
No.
He's never gonna listen. Let's give him a reason to listen.
No. Just
I'm totally a top.
no, come on, man.
On, man. Don't fucking.
Oh,
Come on, man. You can do it to the Chinese. You can do it to Juan DeFranco. You can do it to Brad Thompson's kids.
you can't do it with the Timmy T. Come
Don't
on,
do this to
man.
Timmy T, man. Come on, man.
Oh, God.
We drank a lot this past year. I drank a lot
You
this
drink
year.
a
I drank
lot.
a lot. I was probably sober for half the year, and that was good. That's most I've had in a while.
I'm coming back into my drinking form in a way.
Oh, God.
You know, it's just very nice to like.
That fucking Alton pussy robbed you of a whole year of
We
drinking. Not the other stuff, but drinking.
could attribute. I mean, we. I'm not sure if it was the pussy that did it.
I think it was. Women are vile.
Yeah,
Welcome to the tape cast.
I'm not sure it was the pussy, more so a lack of a balanced diet.
Us? Yeah, come on.
Not going to the doctor for 5 years.
Nah. Those people go in 10.
Oh, yeah. Not really knowing what fiber was or what it did, other than that it made you sh poop.
Everything has fiber.
Yeah, not enough.
I'm working super hard to just put this on some poor woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who I don't hold any resentment or hostility towards.
Not publicly,
I just wanna have my pretty woman moment one day.
privately, he
I'll be like at a concert and I'll be like, yeah, I brought my harem of
what I say
broads with me.
earlier, like during eighth grade, like some kid was meeting another kid on a date. It was like, hello, can I show you my eccentric collection of pelts of
Yeah.
human skins?
Oh, that leads the we had a good conversation earlier about like embarrassing things that happened in eighth grade. And I'll go ahead and share mine because I still think it's very funny and
Oh, I'll
tragic.
share the one I did. It wasn't eighth grade, but it's funny. Go ahead and do yours though.
So I'm in eighth grade. My buddy Ryan is throwing a party out of his house. And it wasn't like a real party. Like we weren't like drinking or anything yet, but it was like, hey, we go out, like I have this shop and I have speakers everywhere, and we just like do stupid shit, ride four wheelers around, lawsuit waiting to happen. And there's this girl I liked. Let's call her Chrysanthemum. So,
You pick up something else on the periodic
yeah.
table. Domium. You know what I'm talking about, baby?
Domium. I'm gonna do the Louis C.K. thing where he's like, yeah, Zanzibus or whatever. But eighth grade, I hadn't really, obviously that's young, no one really dates that young other than like, yeah, he's my boyfriend. Our parents took us to the movies. Meh. So but like I thought this girl was cute and I had, zero game, no self-confidence of any sort. I was always a chubby, funny kid in class. That's always been me. So there's this kid there. We'll call him, we'll just call him Graham. That's his name. Which that guy fucking sucks, let me tell you. He's a piece of shit. But not
Okay.
because of this story, just in general. One of the worst, most vile human beings you'll ever fucking meet. And his grandparents maybe founded one of the larger hotel chains in America, but nevertheless.
Really narrowed it
Yeah.
down.
So I'm, you know, like he was talking to her, and I was like, hey, you should like get a feel for how, you know, like if Chrysanthemum would be interested, you know, I think she's cute. Like, I'd like to, you know, do something with her.
Like that.
Yeah. And so we're like, I can see her like talking to him, and I'm like, kind of like we're
Hiding
like,
behind a computer stack of
we're in this
boxes.
like raised loft he had in the shop, and I'm on like the far side of it, and I can hear him mention my name, and then I just audibly hear, ooh, gross. And man, that devastated me.
I die from
The
this long?
pain from that incident, you know, went away eventually, but
It came back.
the resounding insecurity about everything for me
Oh.
really didn't go away until like probably this year when
Oh,
I
man.
got my four quarters in. So
You did.
I did.
That's why you're moving up the company chain.
Which
How good would it be if we had like one of the Rick and Morty portals, and we just push Nick back in to that moment in the loft, because you could have used Nick right then.
yeah.
Because Nick, you pick him up and just throw her in. Because Nick's the best at gassing up his boys.
He is.
He is the
We
absolute
were just
best.
talking about this the other day.
Remember, he gasses us up when it comes to women, pussy.
Women, you know, like our
We're
futures.
not doing good on the feminism. I've
I mean,
been
you haven't been doing well on the feminism.
doing
I've
great.
been
I went to a
fine.
burlesque show. That's where
Yeah.
feminism was born.
Oh yeah.
Susan B. Anthony
And
was.
I'm Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and I'm doing my set. Yeah.
Yeah. Marvelous Mrs. May. Every woman had to start with pasties, That's in the book. The great big feminist book.
Yep.
You know what that book is called?
The Vagina
The
Monologues.
Hunger Games.
Yeah. That was one of the better jokes in The Office where Andy's like, yeah, I took a class in college on feminism, and we read the Vagina Monologues, and I wrote an apology called the or I wrote a book called The Penis Apologies, and I yeah,
That's
it was
good. Penis.
pretty solid.
Panesia.
That guy sucked though. Andy was the worst character.
Yeah. My school story was I was like a senior. We were all like coming back from a field trip.
You were the bitchy fat girl.
Yeah, I was like,
Oh
bitch.
my
I'm
God.
not God, bitch. Won't let me absorb her parent. Assimilate, bitch. We're coming back from a field trip, and there was like this sophomore junior. She was a grade or two behind me.
She was in eighth grade.
She was kind of annoying, like, but like, normal annoying, whatever,
Like
just,
any 13-year-old girl would be.
Yeah. And she had like a reputation in her school. I don't know if it's true or not. Didn't care at that time. But she was like her reputation's that she got around. So
She traveled a lot.
I
She was a
kind of like,
traveler.
as a little born again Christian boy, then got steer clear of that sin,
Were you still like that in high school?
I was like lapsing then. Like I was
Okay.
like back to like swearing and shit like that.
Oh, how far you've come, Tom.
Yeah, I mean, oh boy, every fuck I say is like driving the nails back into Jesus's wrist. Fucking loser. Dies for all man's sins. He could have just died for pussy. I don't know.
What about all women's sins?
Yeah, where was all the
Yeah,
women here, Jesus?
yeah.
That's what the world needs. We need a female Jesus.
Yeah.
It has to be a trans
And
woman. And it has to
it's
be at a Chappelle show.
actually Marie Williamson is female
Oh, okay.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Marjorie Taylor Greene. We
Yeah.
must sacrifice, we must
No,
crucify
there are Marie Williamson signs in Cape Girardeau now
her.
for candidacy. Off of
What?
Bertling, there are Marie Williamson signs. So that's cool.
You know that old dusty bitch, Elaine Edgar, has started some
Oh,
fucking
yeah.
shit because
Fuck that
the
truck.
public library is still getting harassed, and they've had to like it come out and issue like why they carry like books on LGBTQ stuff now again. And I was like, no, what? Like, I just want to get all the books there and then make all these fucking read them and then be like, tell me what's wrong and different than if this kid picked up like a Stephen King book or Dean Koontz. or any other form of literature. Like, it was like, you want him reading Twilight? You want him reading, like, I don't know.
The new David Sedaris novel.
The new David Sedaris novel you got.
Sorry, is it a novel?
James Brubaker, that's another great novelist that I don't know personally at all. Anyway, so this underclassman on the bus is passing me notes, and I'm like, haha, sure, whatever. And then she passes me one that says, "Do you like me?" And I give her the worst response ever. She sees me look at it, and I go, "I'm sorry," and I just handed it back, and then that was it. Didn't even know yes or no. Just, I'm sorry.
Do you want to hear about the second time I low-key got my heart broken?
Yeah.
There was this really smart girl, and I was a freshman, and again, this took place at a party, so I'm always like in a public place, surrounded by counterparts, and we'll say her name is.
Jazanthibus.
We'll say her name is Larsaby.
Okay, Lars
Larsaby.
the Bee.
Larsaby.
I'm Lars the Bee.
And so, she was I thought she was pretty, but like she definitely wasn't like I don't know. What's a synonym for popular? Because that seems too shallow to say. Like she wasn't popular.
She wasn't
Not common.
renowned. She wasn't well
Yeah.
known.
But yeah, like she had like a small group of friends, but she wasn't like, going to stuff all the time. But I got my friend Quinn to invite her to this party, and I was gonna ask her to like a dance. Really trying to, do my stuff. Just be like, I'm the only reason you're fucking here, bitch. Hit the room. And so I remember I got her like where I was talking to her, just kind of like in front of this cabin thing on this property off to the side. I was like, yeah, do you have a date to the Christmas dance this year? And she's like, I don't think I'm gonna go. And I was like, oh, well, like if you do, I'd be happy to like, go with you. And she was just like, yeah, no. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why am I putting myself out there? It was, and I was like, fucking leave.
I think I'd rather kill myself.
Yeah. I was like, all
No,
right.
I got a date with a single load shotgun and a locked bathroom
Shouldn't
door.
Courtney love me? That's fine. Yeah. I probably would have rather died at that moment.
Yeah.
But
That sucks. It gets so much better though as you get older.
yeah.
Because you're like, oh, this didn't ruin my life. I'm still the same.
Still the same.
There's still Fallout New Vegas.
Yeah. Still Baldur's Gate 3.
Still Baldur's Gate 3. There's still blowing up Gortash and saving the citizens of Prim. Yeah. And they're like, wow.
I'm about to
I'd...
blow that bitch up. I'm gonna get Gale just to be like, ah!
Yeah. What if. Oh, do you know Thor and I's joke in our run of Baldur's Gate? Is Gale is a trashy Australian. Yeah, you fucking wanker! Get away! Get away from me, you dingo cunt! Get away from me! Fuck you! That's our bit with him.
Wave be with me.
What? Wave! Fuck the wave! I want Mr. Sweet Minge! Let me get a picture, Minge!
I honestly, he's the coolest companion. The
He's a great companion. They're all well written.
guy was a side piece for a god. Like, that's pretty cool. He was fucking an actual goddess. That's
Yeah,
pretty dope.
he was busting.
Busting that
Bust.
Ethereum realm,
Boom.
ethereal realm.
Boom. Astral plane. That's
Oh, the Ethereum realm where they mine
oh.
cryptocurrencies.
Yeah,
In Baldur's Gate,
the
yeah.
Ethereum. Yeah. Yeah. Baldur's Gate is crypto based.
Yeah.
You come across a piece of Ethereum. This could sell quite well on the market if the market could support it. You use your arcana, your knowledge of arcana, to determine that there is nothing to this Ethereum that is completely worthless. And then Gale pipes in, I know, cunt. I can sell that and get some Fosters. Ah, fucking Dango! The Dango's bought me! Dingoes. Take that fucking dingo off me! Ah, you cunt!
And listen, dingo. It's basically those fucking brain eater things that run around.
Yeah. Well, mine. What are mind eaters think of us? Something like that.
Something like that. We consume.
We consume. We consume the poon. All right, guys. All right,
All
fellas.
right.
All right.
So let's do a recap of baseball in the last year.
We had so much hope for the season, and then it was all for naught.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all
We
thought
did get a lot
to.
of funny
We
storylines.
got a lot of funny storylines.
I mean, to me, the list that I mean, the tops the list is, the Wander Franco thing. Like,
He
because
got arrested
he's
today, and we all thought it was for what we thought it was, but he skipped on some court dates. So
yeah.
he's,
I wonder how the legal system is. It's the Dominican, right?
yeah, the
Republic.
DR.
Yeah. Like,
They at the very least don't like kid fucking, so that's good for them. They've at least
it's a
proven that.
pretty Catholic nation.
Yeah.
That kind of surprises me, to be honest. But
They're victims of just like every other Latin and Central American country of American hegemon and imperialism.
hedge money.
Hegemony.
Hedge money.
Hedge fund money. Hedge fund.
Yeah. Obviously not the pedophilia is funny, but just the like how is that not a goof this we came up with? It was like a
Yeah, that would have been a real good one.
Yeah.
Especially like, hell, I would have gave you guys a goofus if you just named a player on a team, on
Yeah.
this team, is gonna get it.
We all would have said
Oh
the
yeah, like
Mets.
we're so I would say we're good at building a premise but not participating in it.
Yeah.
Because if we're like, who do you think, which team is gonna have X and X? Which team do you think is going to be busted for dog fighting? Like the Mets. And like every answer that invokes a negative, we're just always going to say the Mets. Which team is going to do a racist chant in the middle of a game? The Mets.
Not the
Not
Mets.
anyone
Yeah.
else who in the same division. Nah, Phillies are good. Not one known for doing a racist
No,
chant.
the Marlins usually don't mess around with that.
Yeah, and the Atlanta team's all right.
Yeah,
Mets is the Mets.
Mets.
Just so unabashed. Oh man.
I thought it was
Which
really
team is
funny.
gonna do a ceremony for Ray Rice before their NFL game today? Who? The Mets. The fucking Mets. They're gonna honor Ray Rice. They're gonna honor him by showing him slapping the shit out of the North Tower.
Yeah.
That's what the Mets are gonna do.
That was very funny with Ben Hockman whenever we were talking to him, and he's like, "You guys hate the Mets? Is this the fucking 80s? Why do you guys hate the Mets so much?" And we're just like,
Jan 6.
fuck the
Yeah,
Mets.
fuck them. Like, have you interacted with their fans? Like, right when we started this pod on ML, my MLB app, I'd listen to Mets games because I like SNY. I mean, Keith Hernandez and for Ron Darling, great matchup.
Big Meat Keith.
Gary Cohen, ooh. All really good, like really good broadcast team. All right. And then I interact with Mets fans, and I realize, not all of them died yet. So world would probably be good if they were gone.
But what do we have planned for when we're at the Mets game
We're
in May?
planning on getting shot, stabbed, punched. You
Yeah.
know,
You know,
I don't think we break kayfabe for this. We're in too deep. We have to be shitty. Up at the field.
I could just keep doing the bit on TikTok that keeps killing me about New York delis. Like, yeah, like I just go to the concession stand. Like, yeah, so I want everything bagel, smear cream cheese, lox, and go ahead and put a little poop on it.
A little poop on it.
God, dude, those fucking talks. I don't know if anyone has seen those, but they kill me. It's
Little
people
put a
ordering.
little poop on it.
Yeah, I want a chopped cheese, some Worcestershire sauce, some hot sauce, and then just like go ahead and like do a big old pop of poop on there. Like, that's like
Where'd you say that? That got me because I did not. Oh, was that your family's function at your family Christmas?
That it might have been at that, or it might have been when we were at
Blue
Blue
Diamond?
Diamond. I think it was at Blue Diamond, yeah.
Yeah, because I vaguely remember the TikTok, but it was the way you said you did the bit, and then it was how you said put a little poop on
Yeah,
it.
put a little poop on
It was very, it
it.
was soft. You were like, do all this, and put a little poop on it. I was like, God. This is very funny.
Yeah, I was on one that night. And then at one point, the lady friend, which you know,
Yeah.
who accompanied me, she at one point I was like standing in front of her doing some bit, and then she's like, "Move, let me into this. Like, let me in back into the circle of conversation." I was like, "Oh shit, my bad,
Hey,
my bad."
I'm fucking cooking. Put a little
Yeah,
poop. I
move.
said put a little poop on
Yeah.
it.
So
I
true.
think for the Mets game, we dress up in giant rat suits. And we just squeak. And we just like try and pay them in rat money.
See, I really want Nick to fly in to New York for us for that game. I feel like, I mean, we have an Airbnb. He can stay there with us.
Yeah, he can cuddle.
But yeah, have him. I also mentioned it to Kramer. I was like, dude, you should totally fly in. And then,
Yeah, we need like someone who's gonna watch the four of us get fucking killed by these rabid fucking Mets
Yep.
fans.
And then go see comedy that night.
Yep. Hopefully it's Dave Chappelle. Did you see he put out a new special?
I did.
Yeah.
He's
And
done a
he
total 180.
man, he didn't tell his first joke apparently until like 20 minutes in. It's kind of intense.
Well, how do you do a special without telling
He
Dave?
spent it's like 20 minutes ragging on trans and
Oh,
handicapped people.
he's actually back to that. He
Yeah,
hasn't
he just
left.
cannot leave it alone at all. So
Man. Well, because his last special, I don't remember anything like blatantly transphobic. And I'm not gonna be like well, actually, you talked about that trans comedian he gave work to, so he was actually an ally. I'm not gonna go that route
oh, you
also
know the st
because,
full story behind that? Oh, dude, it's way worse than that. Like, apparently, like, was not really that invested with like someone and just kind of like tokenified them, and then like that person just ended up like killing themselves shortly after special. Not because of the special or anything, but yeah, they like that person he's talking about killed themselves because they were fucking horribly treated by like ever people in their life. It's pretty fucking sad. And he took advantage of that to be like, yeah, I could come up here and say tranny or some shit. I don't know. I can come up here and keep being an asshole. Like, I don't like any folks, this isn't an edgy podcast. We like to imagine that everyone knows where we stand on anything. So that way we're willing to say stupid shit. So like if that's not clear, we'll stop doing it. It's pretty easy. But
Send us an
like
email at worstfansandbaseballpodcast@gmail.com.
any comedian can go up and do whatever they want. I don't have to like it. And like at the same time, like I know where Dave Chappelle stands on trans issues. I know where he's at, and I don't think he's moving away from it at all.
Well,
So
it's not, it's almost like it's not even like I don't like the comedy because, like, I don't really see the comedy in it. It's not like,
oh, yeah.
oh, yeah, I don't really care for Emo Phillips. He's way too autistic for me. Like,
Yeah.
it's like, it's not that. It's
And like
like,
every group can be made fun of, I think, it's just like, when you're singling out a group, you really should, better be funny on it. It's easy for, Chappelle's a, I'm done saying he's a great. I feel like anytime you have to like critique Chappelle, you have to like preface it with that he's a great comedian. He used to be great, I thought. And it's easier to, I think, write jokes that involve like making fun of white people because we're beneficiaries and
which I'm happy
perpetrators of
with.
like
Yeah.
of racist institutions. But so to me, I think that's a bigger target that you can't really miss on, I mean, white people do them make fun of white people. And then, as you go on down the line of like pick your marginalized group, to me, I think that target just gets smaller and
Yeah.
smaller and smaller. And you can, I mean, we do jokes that I would say, or ham up certain, that someone could take and be like, wow, that's a pretty racist joke doing that Indian guy voice, Tom. I'd be
Mm
like, you probably got me there, but I think I'm going for so stupid you can't misinterpret it. To me, I think, I'm trying, I think I'm right on the edge of the target. Maybe missing, maybe not. But it's a small target to hit with that to begin with. And I think what Chappelle does is like, he's got a very, very small target he needs to hit, and he's perfectly okay with using a shotgun on it. So.
Yeah. He used to be one of my favorites. Like, I would have given anything to see him perform live, but I'm at the point where I'm like, dude, it's getting hacky. Like, I
Oh,
mean, can we get a new fucking
he
topic?
freaks out if people bring their phones in. He shut down like a show in New York, like right after the news of his stand-up came out. He like walked off stage of a big show, and like, oh wow. From what I've heard from comics in the industry that like work out in St. Louis, I think Stacey Kay had like done a thread on this. Was that he gets like so fucking drunk, he says like really just insane shit because he's like a riffer, because he's that good, obviously. He
Yeah.
can go up and just kind of really just bullshit. I mean, he had like that longest set like competition with like Dane Cook of just, it's just riffing. But from what comics like Stacey Kay said, he just gets like super fucking drunk. And then just says even wilder shit that would, crush his image. So I don't know. He sounds like a big fucking pussy. So
Yeah, the phone thing bothers me because, like when I was at the
you
comedy
shouldn't
show.
record comics. Don't get me wrong, folks. But if one is like pulling a Michael Richards, you should record them.
Yeah. Well, like, yeah, definitely. Like, I mean, doing the thing like Louis when he was making his comeback, whatever you think about said comeback, it was
Yeah,
kind
no.
of fucked up to start critiquing. I mean, the New York Post or Times writing an article about
Yeah, he's doing.
how bad the set was. It's like, this is new shit he's
Yeah,
trying
this is
out.
new
Like,
shit he's
yeah.
fleshing out,
But when you're at the Comedy Cellar, they give you like a almost like what you'd get like a small like Amazon package, one of those kind of like plasticky bag things. They seal it, you put your phone and stuff like that in there, but they give it back to you. I know at his shows, you have to put them in these like locked, not like these weird purse lock bag things, and then they give them to you at the end of the show. But like at the same time, you can't expect parents and stuff to. Oh, it means the world to me that you guys, got babysitters tonight and you came out and you did this. And it's like, okay, well, what if there's an issue with my kid? Like, I should be able to, there should be a mutual understanding that I'm not going to check my phone during your set. But if my phone starts ringing three times from the babysitter or a hospital, I can take that because my fucking kid's probably, into something. So, I mean, I
Well,
it's
you're
not
expecting
consistent.
like comics to have like empathy and understanding for like people, and usually most of them treat their audience as a hostage.
Carrot Top was very kind. I will say that. Very hospitable. Very kind man.
My favorite one I ever saw was Gary Goldman.
He works clean, doesn't he?
He does. I saw him 4 or 5 years ago. I saw him at Helium. He did 75 minutes completely clean, and he was so good. And I have a photo. Me and him had like virtually matching thermals on.
Shirt brother.
We were shirt brothers. I'll
Hell
post
yeah.
this in the Discord. But like he hung out afterwards, and like I was like, dude, you did like 75 minutes clean. That was awesome. He was like, yeah, man, it's, once you get used to it, it ain't that hard. Like, that's so cool. Thanks, man. Got a photo with him. So
I mean,
it's
it's definitely,
very, very nice and
it's much more of a
approachable.
challenge. I mean, yeah, because.
I mean, to me, it's like when I was doing stand up, I would try. I mean, to me, whenever I kind of like pulled from a place to stop being so hackneyed, it was like trying to do something where I'm just like chilling with like things I would say when chilling with my boys, because that's when I feel like I'm comfortable being my funniest. That's, if I'm cooking up a bit or something like that, it's just me and the dudes playing badminton, But I don't know. I've had to work clean for shows. It sucks. Actually, it ain't that bad. It just sucks if you just write nothing but filthy shit.
Yeah, like I do enjoy a comic that doesn't like that works blue, but at the same time, I feel like if you're gonna be dropping F bombs, you need to like sprinkle those in, like, because it has to, like, it needs to prove like emphasis, right? Like that's when it me fucking means something. Like if Mike Birbiglia is like, that should fucking upset you after being like this kind of, you know, this guy looks like he's a youth group leader, and then he's dropping up, like, it hits different, you know?
Some guys use a different Tom Segura uses it all the time, and I think he's like the best at using
Yeah.
fuck, honestly.
Oh, speaking of Tom, he is one of my favorite comics, but
Is him and his wife on some anti-woke, anti-trans shit
I mean,
again?
they've kind of been on that for years, where they, you know, he
I
does the
used to
whole
be a
bit
part
like,
of like their
I'm a non-binary, and it's like,
they've
you're
simmered
hilarious.
down a little bit on it, but like I was part of their they had this humongous like Facebook group that apparently like according to like the mods, like Tom would use and poll and answer not answer questions, but use for like stuff from it and you for the show. And like this was before I got better on this issue, but this was when I was starting to get better on it. And they were just post like videos of like trans people just being deranged. And like to me, it was less like, look at this per it became less of like, look at this person having a meltdown in a fucking gas station over pronouns. And to me, I looked at it, I was like, look at this person in crisis. And then, like, everyone, and then eventually be like, look at this comment section that just cannot stop making the same fucking he, him, they, them, she, her, just the most insane, not insane, sorry, the most lazy and just mean anti-trans jokes that come to mind. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think I want to be a part of like this community. It's not saying that. If like you have like a trans friend, they do something stupid or crazy or whatever, psychotic, deranged, even they can't be made fun of, but like I don't know, man. I always felt
It
like
could just
that.
be your friend. It doesn't have to be like, oh, so this trans person
So
I
this
know.
fucking
Yeah.
trans planes, trans and automobiles, auto genophiles or
The only
whatever.
time I ever find like the he, him, they, them jokes funny is whenever they're doing like some sort of bit about like a super woke group, or it's like a person that should not be woke, and then it's like surprising, like some Alabama farmers, like, my name's Dale Bryant, and he, him, nice to
Hey,
meet
him,
you.
how you doing?
Anyways, we got to get out back and till the, you know, it's like, okay, that's.
Segura had a funny one where he was like talking about how much of a fucking boy his son is. He's like, he's raising a couple he hims here, but like he's a real he him. And I'm like, yeah, I know Segura and all this one,
That's
but
funny.
I'm raising a real boy, whatever. But I thought that one kind of worked,
It's fine, but.
not here to overanalyze. I don't try and overanalyze too many jokes at sometimes. I know we were just talking about how Dave Chappelle's fucking gay and little dicked, but like, the things that I take usually umbrage with comedians is when like they want the veneer that like being a comic means like you can't offer any kind of like criticism for their work because they'll say, what is this, too much, don't come to the show, whatever. I'm just, or they'll hide and be like, no, I'm just a jokey boy, like that piss poor like Jon Stewart excuse, back when he had the Daily Show. I'm like, no, motherfucker, like people don't have to like it, and they can respond, and like I've always said, the response is like, oh well, like, that's
Yeah.
all you can do.
They don't need to heckle you in the middle of your show,
And like to me, it's
but
like whenever they have like their podcasts or interviews or shows, and they want that extension of that arena around that. I'm like, you don't get that, like. Like when I'm seeing like Joe Rogan get basic like tax functions wrong and just becoming just a right wing like parrot now. I was like, he doesn't get to hide behind I'm just a little ape man.
or
I
I
should be in a little ape helmet.
Or better yet, I voted for Bernie, so I could have,
Tim Dillon's like a great example too. He's a fucking coward. Like
I.
all those comics that are in the Joe Rogan sphere on it. Like won't push back on that because they need Joe because they all siphon money from his audience
Yeah.
on him, and we all know Joe Rogan's audience is predominantly conservative. So, I look at, yeah, no, I look at like Dave Smith. I love Shane Gillis. Oh, Shane Gillis is actually conservative, but I look at like Dave Smith. I look at Tim Dillon. I just kind of look at them as cowards, and I guess kind of a grift in it. Like, I don't, I, you know, we're for a podcast that's only made like 500 whole dollars. You know, I don't think we've ever tried to pretend to be something we're not. We certainly try and, you know, if we're like, hey, we're going to try and get this guest on, we'll approach this more softly and maybe be like, hey, you know, we're going to talk about baby dicks on this podcast. You know, we're not going to do
Grinhawk,
something crazy like that.
come on down.
Or, you know, we try not to bring someone on I think wouldn't be a good guest or antagonistic. We don't even try and like engage off site here in manners that I think don't I think coalesce with, you know, who we are and how we run it. I mean, the only thing that's different about this podcast than us in real life is that we are infinitely stupider and meaner to each other in our group chat. Like very detached from reality. Like just, you know, like when Nick was flying to LA, I was just sending like it was memeing that he's gonna die in there. Like just plane crashes, like and just stupid shit like
Don't
that.
fucking say that,
Stop
bro.
fucking, he texted me. He's like, stop fucking saying that. I was like, you're right. I was a little too far there.
He was medicated. He's
He
fine.
was fine. But like, I don't know. I, you know, if let's say 2024 is the year we double the bread, we double the head. Maybe we become, I don't know. Maybe become different in that aspect. Who knows? He's maybe become like Stabby. This
Yeah.
fucking stupid ass Ronnie character got on
It's
the or on the Ravens
not stupid.
Twitter.
It's a great character.
I don't care for it. But
Get
also
wacko.
I want everyone to know I love Stabby, but most of Cumtown fans hate him because he's fat and he gets pussy and they're jealous of that, I think.
Oh, did you see that Twitter thread about, I think Nick might have sent it, where it was a guy like, it makes me vehemently ill every time I have to listen to anything about Stav. He's disgust, like he was like this
Yeah,
long, and all these people in the comments were just roasting Stav, and I'm like,
no, Cumtown fans hate him. It is like, and like me outside of, you know, the other friend group, me, Thor, and Tyler, who love every bit from that show,
yeah.
who laugh our asses off on it. We don't even get it. Because we're like, we all like, Stabby's the pleasure king. Like, why is this an issue? Because he hated the fans. Yeah, you guys told him he was fat and disgusting and diabetic and gonna die all the time. Yeah, he probably didn't want to like make a career out of just doing this podcast to this toxic group of fucks. Yeah, so good for him for wanting to go out and do his own thing.
I was listening to an
He
old clip.
said he shit on podcasts and he went and started a podcast. Is he probably meant a podcast like with you guys? He
Yeah, and
probably
also
meant that.
his podcast is, I mean, half of the show is literally like him getting calls in from people and doing like
Stabby solves your
anonymous.
problems,
Yeah.
yeah.
And that's like super, that's super fun. Something I actually would like to start with us is like if we could somehow get like a burner or something.
I
Be
can't
like
say, yeah, it's just a
and
little
then
bit.
just be like, give us a fucking call. If we get a voicemail, we'll talk about whatever the fuck you said. And
I'd love to hear Jeff's voice.
I want to know what Jeff sounds
Jeff's the
like.
oldest of our, he's older than us. He's the oldest of our patrons. So it would be kind of funny. He's like, you fucking dipshits. You fucking little cocked boys. You boys with little cocks. You know, that'd be funny.
Jeff seems cool.
Oh, we need to play James's music on here and roast it because that would be good for him.
Yeah.
He got drunk and posted his little EP in it, and I listened to it. As what was the vibes I got on it? Kind of like I got like a Blink 182 vibe on it. I almost said Green Day,
He's a
but.
big Blink fan, actually,
He
I
is,
think.
but
Yeah.
like I didn't want to say Green Day like American Idiot, maybe like International Super Hits vibe, but a little more poppy. I would say Blink 182 vibe on it. That's a good sound. I like Blink 182. I don't think they were shitty. In the late 90s and early 2000s had so much shitty music.
Fred Durst
Fred
comes
Durst.
to mind.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Wah! That's not him. I gotta take a shit. Can you hold it down for like
Yeah, I
five,
can
ten
hold it
minutes?
down.
Yeah, hold it down. Talk to the people.
Talk to the people. You better make us a quick chocolate, though.
Try and make it.
I'm so scared. I'll be so afraid while you're gone.
Calabunga, 2022.
2022. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for c coming along with this ride with us this year. You know, we've had a lot that's happened, a lot of good stuff. We've documented most of the bad stuff, so we won't relive that. Because people can only hear about my ass and my intestines so much before they want to vomit, and we don't need that in your cars on your morning commute to work, or better yet, with your children, if you're like a cool dad who listens to us with, you know, minors in the car. But yeah, 2023, it's over. 2024 is here. Seriously, we would love if you guys wanted to, you know, mention stuff in the Discord. You know, if you subscribe to the Patreon, or I think there might even be a free option for the Patreon now. Tom mentioned something about it. Yeah, we'd love to hear kind of like if you guys have ideas for like a cool segment or just general some dumb riff that we can cook on. You know, we'll always take the insight because we value our fans so sincerely. But yeah, there's that. I'll give you a little rundown of what I did for New Year's. As I mentioned, I'm seeing a lady friend of mine, and of course, as any good man will do, you woo them with cooking. So I made my ribs yesterday. We had a nice dinner. Did that, went out with some friends to a really smoky, terrible pool hall. And I was wearing my new sport coat I just bought, and now I have to get it dry cleaned. So shout out. So there's that. Had a good night, but really, really laid back. Last year I was very, very, very drunk on New Year's, and surprisingly did not throw up or end up in a hospital because your boy don't quit. But there's really just like not much to say as far as I don't even think Tom did shit for New Year's. Then he hung out with some buddies and fell asleep before midnight. So, unfortunately, as everyone wants to see, I did not get to kiss Tom at midnight. It would have been pretty hot and erotic for the Discord, but it didn't happen. Yeah. So, you guys have heard about my middle and early high school days of trying to woo women on this episode. That was tragic and set me back years in the self-confidence department. You guys got to hear us talk about bitch about comedians. That's always fun. Naturally, of course. But really, I know this is a baseball podcast and we should talk more about it, but this team hasn't fucking done anything this offseason. And to reiterate, we obviously want them to go out and sign some more people. We need a couple bullpen arms. We could really, really use, I think, obviously, in most of the Twitterverse, we need another starter. And quite frankly, I think Jordan Montgomery is the perfect number two to go slot behind Sonny in the rotation. We'll pay a premium for him because of his performance in the World Series. And the fact that he's not, you know, in his, you know, he's closer to 30 than he is, say, 35. I think he is 30. So, yeah, you'll pay a premium, but I also don't think the guy is going to command more than, say, 22, 23 million a season. And I think for that production you get out of him, consistency, minimal injuries, if any, totally fucking worth it. They like innings eaters. He'd be a good fit. But as we've covered well at this on this show, also sorry, my gum is whenever I deep throated the mic, I got lots of fuzz from the little sound dampener thing on it in my throat. So I'm chewing the gum to not swallow it and kill myself. This front office is never going to make a big, you know, double down on anything. They found their mediocrity and they're going to roll with it. And that's not to mention Sonny Gray. We know who we're talking about with the rotation. But I'm really high next year. obviously on Jordan Walker. I think another year of being an outfielder, he'll be, he'll incrementally keep getting better, defensively. The bat will pick up because we saw last year flashes of great things with that, and even at his worst, was never really that bad. So that's promising. And also any fucking hater, MLB Network is fucking they're party line shills. The fact that we're talking about Ellie De La Cruz and posting highlights of his, and they never mention Jordan Walker, is a fucking travesty. Tom's back. I'm talking about MLB Network and how they're fucking party line shills who want to suck Ellie De La Cruz's dick, but
Oh
never want to
God, we're
mention
talking
Jordan
about
Walker in the
baseball.
conversation. Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of sucked.
So.
Jordan Walker's gonna bust out. Oh, hey, we can do a little baseball. We can look at this. I saw they posted it, but I haven't got around to re reading it. Oh, also, Codify, that baseball account finally posted something interesting about how Juan Pierre was the last guy to play a full start and play a full 162 season.
Huh.
Start all 162. It was
What was
2007.
that Jay-Z line where he mentioned Juan Pierre? You know what I'm talking about? I
It's
gotta look it up. And then
just
I'll do a Jay-Z impression
okay.
with my fucking Ian,
Yeah, that's
my
great.
fucking Ian Finance voice right now. Fucking
God.
smoky and nasty.
Yeah, that guy's got no brain. Here, let me find it. Because they did one on the Cardinals. Let's see what they're. Let's see what the old outlook is from the old projection. Let's see if they think this shitty team's gonna win.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to run the bases like Juan Pierre. Now I run bases high hat in the snare. Yeah. It's from Deja Vu by Beyonce.
Well, I'm happy with that. Here, Fangraphs Cardinals. Let's take a look. Oh my God, why can't I hate Fangraphs sometimes. I remember like someone being like, fucking Fangraphs way better than Baseball Reference. I'm like, Baseball Reference works on mobile. Like, I don't we're trying to do our job that people give us at $5 to $10 a month. Oh, also on this last Patreon update, I meant to bring this up.
I
There's like
mentioned
a
it a little bit, yeah.
There's like a free update or free part on it. We don't care if you're on it. You know, we'd love it if you gave us $1 million. But if you're hearing our voice though, and you're part of the free tier, shoot us a message on there or on Twitter so you can join the Discord. We want you in Discord. And we were talking about like, oh, should we have this removed or not? But like, if anyone like really wants to follow us. At bad, I mean, we'll leave it up for a bit,
Yeah,
you know.
this is kind of my issue with it.
It doesn't give them access to like any of our exclusive like content I saw.
Okay, well,
It's just for like if they want to follow and get like pinged for it, you know, like
which if
notifications.
that's the case, cool. I honestly want to keep the Discord more of like a benefit in a way. Not
Yeah.
that we wouldn't love more voices in there, but it's I'm gonna sound like my poli sci professor and in college being like, this is the classic free rider problem. Like,
Yeah, what if we get a bunch
pay
of,
us if you get nearly the same benefits?
yeah,
Like,
what if a bunch of libertarians
yeah,
ended up in our Discord
that'd
and
be
then
fun. I mean, actually, libertarians, if you want to apply for the free one and you want to join our thing, I would love for our Discord gang to fucking bully the shit out of you. It
oh,
would
they
be
haven't
incredible.
posted a full article. They just posted a sneak peek of the depth chart and what projected WAR. And they have, I think this is too low. Actually, no, this might be right considering Walker's defense. But they have Walker projected for 2.1 Fangraphs WAR. They have the combination of Wynn and Edmund for 2.7, Nolan 3.8, Goldie 3.1. Honestly, that's a pretty good build, like in the field.
Yeah.
And then starters, Gray 3.6. If we get a 3.6 WAR season out of Gray, that'd be awesome. And Gibson and Lynn to be just slightly below starter level, but we'll see how that goes. I don't know. That's We'll see. We'll see
He
if this is good
explained it to
enough.
me with war, because like I understand a 0.0 is the like you're the most mid.
Replacement, yeah.
Yeah, you like you neither hurt the team, you neither benefited the team.
Think of it as you're a sub.
So
You're a substitute.
say our team, everyone on that lineup was 0.0. Does that mean we're getting like a 81 win season?
No,
Like, what does that equate to?
because I wonder the same thing. If like you're thinking of a team with a bunch of 0.0s, like a team full of replacement level WAR players is like a 40-something win team,
Okay.
and then and if you had like a team full of like twos, you're projected to win like 82 to 84 games a year with it.
So with that, we're looking like, a 90-ish win team, roughly. If
Ben Cerretti did his projections, which, they're his own thing, but I don't think they're bad. And he has us projected like 83, 84 wins. And I would say that's probably about right. I'm only going off vibes. And my vibes
Vibe
were,
check.
yeah, my vibes were right 2 years ago, not last year. So this means I'm going to be right this year.
Yeah, it's an even numbered year.
Yeah. Let's see my
Well,
zips
I was
at.
talking about a while ago how we need to sign Jordan Montgomery. He would be the perfect number two to slot in behind Gray.
Yeah, we got like 20 million apparently to play with. So I don't know. I mean,
I don't even want to hear that because we have all of the money to play with.
we do have all the
Like,
money to play with.
that's a non-factor. I mean, we had some fucking like independent little, not even a beat writer, just a blogger, basically say, "Oh, we have this much to play
Oh
with this
yeah,
season."
Jason Hill, yeah.
Like, I don't give a fuck. Like,
Yeah, we could technically spend as much as we humanly want, right?
I mean,
They haven't had Zips get it out, but let me see what Steamer is thinking
Dakota.
about. Oh yeah, Cardinals fans love them. Pecota was right this past year, so that's gonna bug them a lot. Steamer has Walker finishing with a 1.3 F4, and they have him posting a 335 on base and a 442 slugging. So that put
Because
him.
B War doesn't value defense as much as F War
They use
does, right?
defensive run save. They call it R runs field, R field. So they're based off more defensive run save. Fangraphs WAR will use outs above average, DRS. They'll use UZR, ultimate zone rating. They use so many others. And, if you're someone who's kind of like new to wins above replacement, my general rule of thumb is anything like from the 2000s to now, you can kind of take pretty, you can kind of trust the assessment there. But anything like kind of before that, I would take defensive stats with a grain of salt on that one. You can still do it pretty well with offense because those are measurable stats you can compare with the rest of the league.
You know what they used to value when I would read a lot of Viva Albertos back in high school
Love of
is
Jesus.
they would talk about like your path, like if you're an outfielder, like your pathway to the ball,
Yeah.
like oh, his break percentage is this, like
No, yeah,
you
that's
know,
good. That's a good thing
yeah,
to take.
which I feel like I don't read much about anymore. I haven't really
Well,
seen
that
that in a
goes into the
while.
formula of, I don't know if it goes in DRS, it goes into outs above average.
Okay.
Because if you think about like,
If you get a good break, you're gonna
yeah,
catch
that's
a
like
higher
outs
probability.
above average goes with, obviously like the amount of balls you are able to get to more so than a replacement level player. I think that's a good stat. They would do they still do stuff like that. They would say like, this catch fell into this percentile at the height of I think one of Jordan Walker's like diving catches we all loved was actually a pretty reasonably catchable ball for an average right fielder,
Yeah, but
but
it looked
we're
cool.
not gonna bring that up because our guy is cool and this is like his 50th game in the outfield, so like everything he does is gonna be like this. It's gonna be fun
Yeah.
and we're gonna love it, god damn it.
What if he just goes out this year and plays like the greatest defense we've ever seen?
I feel like right field is like the easiest position to pick
That's
up
where
and
they
become
fucking
like a
put
gold
me.
glover. They stuck Tatis out there and he's like, oh, I'm gold glover now. Like, it feels like anytime like you need to bolster like a dude's defense of any sort. Like you just put him in right field.
Yeah, they always put me out in right field whenever my coach would take me off of first and then put his son there after
And then he would
something
bring up
pitching.
how Larson B or whatever broke your heart. He's like, "I'll put this sad boy out in right. Put this sad boy out in right field right fucking now."
I've told you the story about how I like made him the most upset ever, right?
Who?
My old baseball coach.
Yeah.
So we were like throwing around like we were doing drills at practice, and so I'm playing first, infield drill. I catch it, and my buddy Christian was at catcher, so he's the one just I throw it to him, and then Larry, my coach, would use that ball and hit it around again. So I guess I threw it and Christian wasn't looking. And then it just, mind you, this guy was a landscaper for his job, so his back was all sorts of fucked up, I think. And I just like, I mean, I don't throw a piss missile, but like I throw like a just a normal throw, but I nail him right dead center in the fucking back, like between his shoulder blades. And then he like turns around and he's like, "Who threw that?" And then I'm like,
How's the fuck? You raise your hand. I do a fucking
huh.
BB.
No, I'm like, oh, and then I just literally, I did a thing where I was like, it was Christian, like who's right next to him. It was him. He's like, no, it wasn't.
Shit,
Yeah,
boy.
he's like, no, it wasn't. I was like, oh, like, I mean,
It was you, Josh.
Larry was in so much pain. He picked up the bat and he chucked it as hard as he could at the fucking fence. It was just like, I mean, like, I think like I murdered him for a minute. He was in agony from me hitting him in the back.
And then he
And
like cornered you in the parking lot. I was like, I know it was fucking you who did that.
yeah, I
I
played right
knew.
field the next game,
I
so
knew. I knew it was you who
he
did
took it
that.
out on me. But
Hitting balls, hitting piss missiles to you as a
bad me seventh when I was definitely sixth in the order of
six
material.
material.
Come on, come on, man.
Is there anything else? Giolito signed.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Chris Sale got traded to the Braves for Vaughn Grissom, which
I think that's an overpay by the Braves on Chris
yeah,
Sale
I
at this
can't.
point.
Well, the Sox are eating 17 million of like his of Sale's like 25, $30 million contract. So we're seeing like Giolito, I think got like 15 or 16 million. Frankie Montas got like 14. No, he got 16 million with the Reds. So if you take in the 17 million coming off, the Braves are going to pay what, like 10 to 13 million? So that's fine.
I mean, it's worth a
High
flyer,
ceiling.
but like Vaughn Grissom is a pretty highly touted prospect too.
Yeah, he
So,
didn't stick, and Arcia took his position. And like his, I was like, did he like really drop? He's like, nah, not really. He just kind of had like a Jordan Walker like lull, because he was like a 280, 290 hitter in his limited time up here. So I don't know. What other dumb transactional bullshit happened? Yeah, I don't. It's
what?
wait for, I don't know, big scary trade to happen or something. Dodgers are gonna get everyone. The Braves feel pressure. They feel like they have to compete. It's gonna be Braves and Dodgers in the LCS if we're lucky.
I mean, it should be on paper, but baseball,
It's a
yeah, it's
stupid, stupid,
baseball.
stupid sport.
So,
Yeah.
we should do the in-season tournament in baseball. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, what is it the NBA does? In-season tournament, I
Yeah,
saw.
it's just like it's this new thing they started this year, and
What is it?
it literally doesn't mean anything. It's just like, hey, you won the first ever in-season tournament, and so like a portion of the game. This is how I understood it because I didn't do a ton of research into it. I was just like, okay, these fucking like,
You still kind of get your win-loss, right?
I think so. I
Yeah.
think so, but yeah, it was. I just remember like, oh, the fucking like arena floors are dumb looking now. They're tan
Yay.
bright. Okay.
Good job.
Weird.
It's just like when we were the best in spring training start last year. Yay.
Yeah.
How about the Pistons? Fucking A, dude.
They're so bad.
Bro.
They almost beat the Celtics too. They had like a 20-point lead in the going to the fourth.
They're gonna top the Bobcats, man. For worst ever NBA team.
Yeah. Oh,
That's
dude,
crazy
we
to
have to
me.
talk about the Lions game.
Oh yeah, so
Oh,
we had a fantasy our fantasy group had a get together, and I invited Josh along, and we were watching the Lions Cowboys game, and the two guys in our championship picked a lot of guys from the Cowboys and Lions. Doesn't make sense, whatever. So, oh, they beat the Raptors. Good for the Pistons. They're 3-29. So we're watching it, and Dan Campbell, who is all who's all gas, no brakes, I guess. He's all dick, no balls, whatever. Lions are down. They throw a pick with just over 2 minutes left. Mike McCarthy, the most incompetent coach with the most success, decides to pass with less than 2 minutes. A couple incompletions later, followed by a field goal. Lions get the ball with like a minute 30 or something like that left, and they march all the way down. They get a touchdown. It's 20-19, and Campbell sends his boys out for two to win it. And first play gets blown dead for a timeout. He sends them out again, and it's a play action. They throw. It's to the fifth. It's to a, sorry. It's to the sixth lineman, whatever. That they brought in catches a two, and they're all excited. And turns out it was illegal because he didn't report. But video shows that he did report, and that I can see the confusion of it because they sent two linemen to the official to confuse the Cowboys defense because they see two guys reporting. If you send like a guy reports, they announce it, they tell the defense who reported. And but if you send two of them over there, they just see two fat white guys. And they'd be like, Decker reported. And they're like, where is the fat white guy? And so that might confuse them. And I'm guessing either the official acknowledged both, got confused on it, or they lied. I don't know. But he said, this guy did this when it was the other guy. And Lions promptly would get two more shots because they would get an offsides. They would take a penalty for delay of game. And then get another penalty that brings them like at the two or the three before finally failing to convert to two. After probably the third or fourth time, you should kick the field goal and play for the tie. But I don't give a fuck. Dan Campbell is nuts. He's psychotic. He has big brazen balls. I totally support going for the win, and I love the confidence he showed in his boys. What I didn't like is that the officials took that away from us. That
Yeah,
was going to be hilarious.
it's like the same kind of mentality as like if you're gonna get if you're gonna get called out at home. Like fucking go for it,
Yeah,
send
why
it.
not?
Yeah,
Yeah. All Lions already have the division. They're playing for like NFC home field advantage. So that sucked for them. That really did. But like this official crew has been downgraded from being in the postseason. Like, yeah, I kind of expect it. So
I wonder how much misogyny is coming out of
yeah, because
Detroit
they had
yet.
a chick on that on it,
Yeah.
but it wasn't her fault. It was the actual the white cap,
The old white man.
the old white cap, the patriarchy. She was probably there being like, Richard, you know he said. He's like,
No,
shut up,
no.
bitch. Shut up, fuck. I know what the fuck I did. She was probably the voice of reason in that. She's like, no, fuck you. But that was intense. The whole bar was into it. So, oh, what'd you get? It's a little
A
sexy
text
taxi.
from my mom. It's about my niece.
Oh, do we need to end it?
No, it's okay.
We've met our contractual
We
obligations.
have, but yeah, it's not bad from what I can tell,
We've
so.
met. Oh, that's good at least. Well, let's close it down, though. I mean, this is the
Yeah.
first one back. We've been off for like a week.
Yeah.
Mainly getting drunk, smoking meat.
Who we fucking?
We got to do Crumble Champs.
Ooh.
Mine is Trevor Bauer, who posted a hypothetical, like, what if like you had a employer who wouldn't hire you, but they outsourced all this stuff to you, and you did all this, and they didn't ask for a return, but they won't hire you because of this. Like, keep coping, my dude. Keep learning Japanese, brother. Keep it up. Yours?
Mine has got to be whatever like Dominican Dog the Bounty Hunter they wrangled to bring in Wander Franco. It's
Instead of a wife with big tits, it's a
yeah.
wife with a big ass.
Yeah. There you go.
Blue.
That's ethnic. All right.
That's What, little Aztec flight?
It's got a little
A
spice.
little cayenne pepper. Ooh, for
Little
us white people, that's spicy mayo.
cumin, or should
Little
I say a
cumin.
little cum
Little
in.
cumin. Ooh. So you're shouting him out. You're giving him that crumbled dollar. Yeah. Our patrons.
All right, we got Richie,
Richie.
we got Cran,
You got Cran.
we got Alex,
We got Alex.
we got Nick,
We got Nick.
we got Bravo,
We got Bravo.
we got Jeff,
We got Jeff.
we got
We
James,
got James.
we got Tyler.
We got Tyler. We got them all.
We got them all.
First shot, man. We're getting good at this shit.
We are.
I'm gonna just get them tattooed on me like I was in prison. And then when like the day comes, like I'm canceling my Patreon, I'm sorry, I cross them off. Like make a list like Steve Buscemi and
Just Billy
fucking Matt
Madison.
Billy Madison. Wear lipstick when I do it. Who are we fucking tonight? Steamboat Willie, he became, public. Yeah.
What did Steamboat Willie do?
He, what is it when enough time has passed on art, they enter, man, I am so fucking stupid. It's when they don't have any copyright on, they become
Oh.
fucking, the term public domain. He entered the public domain, is what it is. Jesus
Oh, is
Christ,
that
I'm
why I was
stupid.
seeing Steamboat Willie 9/11 memes today?
Steamboat Willie jacking off. Steamboat Willie sucking his own dick. Steamboat Willie driving a steamboat into the North Tower.
Is that how South Park got away with doing that COVID episode where Mickey Mouse and Randy are like fucking like bats and pangolins in China? Is that how they were able to
Oh,
like get
hell, I
around
don't.
that?
Hell. Oh, hell, Dutch. I don't know. I don't know how those. I know, like, under parody, like, you're for copyright, you're covered under, like, parody, obviously. But, anyway, yeah. Fuck Steamboat Willie.
Yeah, fuck Steamboat Willie.
All right, we love you all.
We'll
Have
talk
fun.
later this
Hey,
week.
happy New Year, guys. Hope your year's great. I don't.
Get your resolutions in order.
Yeah, drink plenty of water.